This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Okay, passes to the Air Museum. I call it the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. psairmuseum.org, 778-6262. You've got a gift certificate to Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill. I had dinner there last Wednesday night. It's wonderful. It's best Mexican food in the valley and maybe the Western Hemisphere. I don't know. You can use your gift certificate at the Palm Springs store, 155 South Palm Canyon, or the one in Rancho Mirage, 72775 Dinah Shore.
Hola, Jolie pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
And then last but not least, you've got a gift certificate to McDonald's, and you can use that at any of Dick Shalab's 33 McDonald's. And it works this way. Steve Kelly doesn't have any children. I don't think Gina does. Joe, do you have children?
I do not. No kids.
Okay, so we'll use Joey's three. We'll make them work. We'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number three, I'll mail everything out to you. Thank you for making this show what you have. We are in our 26th year. Couldn't have done it without you. Okay, we started off Steve Kelly and Kelly's Corner. Baseball, basketball, football, tennis, NFL, and the loss of Roseanne Supple, Vince Scully, and Bill Russell. Then we went to the Acrisure Arena and got ready for hockey season with Gina. So let's go play a little golf. Joe Gowdy's in the house. From?
From Shadow Mountain Golf Club over in Palm Desert.
Tell us, are people playing golf? It hasn't been as hot as it has been other summers.
You know, this is my first summer here, so it's been pretty hot. But we do have golfers. They're out there. We're open 7 days a week, so we are getting golfers out there more in the morning time.
Last summer, Joe, we had like 100 days over 100 or something, and we went up to 120. I'm not good with numbers, but this is actually a pretty good summer.
Well, then I'll be grateful for my nice, cool summer.
Yeah. What's your earliest tee time?
Our earliest tee time right now is about 6 a.m. As soon as the sun is up and allow you to get out there, we'll get you out there.
And you water the golf courses all the time. Is that like recycled water?
We're looking for the day. We call it reclaimed water. Okay. It's not quite made it up to our location on the mountain. So we alternate our watering days. We try to be as conscious as we can be with the water.
What time of day do you water? That would interest me because I could probably learn from what you're doing so it doesn't all evaporate.
Yeah, you want to water in the early morning or the late evening because you want to still have some sun for the grass to do its thing, photosynthesis and all of that. I'm not an agronomist, so I don't want to get too much into detail there. But it definitely has its times to water because you do want the sun to play a part in it.
Okay, tell me, are Lindy's flamingos on site yet?
They are not on site yet, but we've had an addition to the family.
Tell me.
We had a birth of a baby flamingo. We have another egg that we are waiting to hatch.
Do flamingos sit on their eggs?
I don't have a great answer. From what I've observed, it's really a team effort. Okay. Everyone's kind of chirping in and chipping in to make sure that
And this is over at her house.
Yeah, this is over at her home. Yep.
I'll ask her.
Yeah,
a baby flamingo. They're not pink, you know. They get pink from eating pink shrimp.
Yeah, takes a couple years for them to actually be pink. They're gray right now.
Yes. Have you seen it?
Yes, been over there a couple of times.
Cool.
I've seen it twice, about a week apart. It's quite remarkable to watch it grow so quickly.
Nature. Wonderful things.
Nature.
And wait, something else I remember you're calling flamingo over at Shadow Mountain.
Our putting course.
That's
our Let's Flamingo putting course. Yep.
What's it called?
Let's Flamingo at Shadow
Mountain. Let's
Flamingo. It is an action. It's it's a verb. You're out there doing it. So it's open 7 days a week out at the golf course. It is right there when you pull in and you can see it in all its glory.
But it's the only...
It is the only 18-hole putting course in the valley.
So that's like a round of golf for me.
Yeah, and that's kind of really what we built it for, a bridge between new golfers and, experienced golfers and allow them to, share that common ground of putting where everyone can do it, and it's not necessarily super...
It's not a lot of walking.
It's not a lot of walking, not a lot of physical exertion needed.
How come you guys thought of this? Why hasn't everybody...
It's a trending theme in the golf industry that these large putting courses are starting to pop up from area to area. We thought of it because we had some space that was used to be a driving range that really just needed a facelift and needed to be something new. And we wanted to bring something in that would attract golfers of all ages, all skill levels. And have an opportunity to get multiple generations together. I've seen three generations of a family out putting on that, and it's rare when you get that. You know,
because you think about it, people put in artificial turf putting greens in their yard.
Yep,
that they can kind of start
leisurely do it. Yep,
and the other thing, if you think about it. If you have golf clubs, you don't have to schlep the whole, just take your putter.
Yep, absolutely. Grab a ball, grab a putter, which we also have available at the golf shop for rent.
Okay.
You can get those for rent. We've got a logo golf ball to get you out there on our way. It's got our logo on it. And we've got putter rentals, and we've got you all squared away. If you just flew into town, had your grandkids in tow, didn't have everything,
right.
We've got it all squared away.
How about golf shoes? What do you need on the putting green?
You know, don't tell anybody,
okay.
But my favorite way is to putt it barefooted.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yep.
Now, is it AstroTurf or real?
It's real grass. And so you get to feel it. You get to just be one with nature. It is, you know, it gets a little warm out there in the summer barefoot. But if you got some slides, you know, some sandals that you wore out there, you take them off for a couple holes. It's a nice feeling.
And do you have golf shoes? Do you rent golf shoes?
Not needed. Golf shoes are something that is, you know, is
really?
An accessory. It's a really an add-on at this point. If you've got a nice pair of tennis shoes that are comfortable and you like to walk in those,
you can play golf in them.
Absolutely, I recommend tennis shoes to someone who's.
Oh my gosh, that's new to me.
Absolutely, yeah. And back in the day, you know, it used to be you needed the golf
cleats
shoes,
and the
hats,
thing,
you needed the bag,
and to
and
clean
and
the
yeah.
pick to get the
nope. You can show up at Shadow Mountain Golf Club and be straight from the airport, not have clubs, not have balls or anything, and we've got rental sets, the whole kit and caboodle to get you out there.
Isn't that something? Okay, we've talked with Joe Gowdy. What's your title over there? You're still the GM?
General manager. Still, as long as I know, I'm still the GM.
Okay.
Hadn't changed.
All right, we've talked about the tee times. We've talked about the watering that they're being conscious of doing the right thing. We've talked about the baby flamingo.
We are going to do a naming contest for a baby flamingo.
Yay.
We don't necessarily know a gender just yet. With the baby flamingo, you have to get his blood tested to figure out the gender. So as soon as we have the gender, check out our Instagram. Let's Flamingo Greens, and we're going to have...
Or name it Joey. That works, men and women.
Wow, what a beautiful name.
See, yeah.
Well, we share a
thank
beautiful
you for
name.
Thinking of that, Joe.
Absolutely.
Here's Joe and Joe suggesting. Oh, well. Then we talked about they have putters and golf balls for rent. They have the only 18-hole putting green course in the Coachella Valley. I want to go to the food.
Absolutely. So we are getting ready to hire a new executive chef. We're going to roll out a brand new menu. We plan to have weekly specials. We plan to, you know, do some seasonal specials, whether that be seafood or steak, you know, really whatever it may be. Check out. It's going to be happening out.
What's the restaurant going to be called?
We're back and forth. We're either going to go with the Birdie Bar.
The what?
The Birdie Bar.
Oh, the Birdie. Get it?
Yep, and we're currently named the Grand Slam Grill.
I like that.
Yeah, so it's got a good name.
But Grand Slam, that's not particularly a golf term.
It is a golf term. So Gene
Sarazen. I think
Sarazen,
of tennis.
Yeah, most people do. So Gene Sarazen, which was our designer, he's a famous golfer. He won a Grand Slam, which is winning all four majors in the golf world.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see, what are some other golf terms?
You know, birdie's really a popular one. And Miss Lindy, our owner, just loves birds.
Well, of course.
Absolutely. So the Birdie Bar and Grill.
The Bougie Birdie The Bougie Birdie Bar.
Yeah.
That's too hard
the
to
Birdie
say.
The Bougie Birdie Bar and Grill. A lot of bees in there. And those are the two names that we're going back and forth. But we're getting ready to roll out that new menu. We're doing a bunch of renovations.
Is there food available there now?
There is not.
Okay. When do you think you'll open?
We are going to be opening October 17th is kind of what we're looking for
I
right now.
I love that number, 17. My birthday is November 17th.
My brother's is October 17th.
My son's is March 17th. No, wrong. May 17th.
I don't have any more 17th.
I do. Lucy Arnez's is June 17th. Barry Manilow's is July 17th. Cassius Clay, do you know who that is?
Baseball player.
No, Muhammad Ali.
Ah, that's right.
Cassius Clay. He's a 17th. Isn't that fun? So 17 is a good number for all of us.
That's a good number.
That's a good number. So the Birdie Bar and Grill or the Grand Slam Grill will be open October 17th every day. Or is the course open every day? Tell me that.
Yeah, so the course is open 7 days a week. Okay. The restaurant is open 7 days a week.
Once we get it open.
Once we get it open. Now, we are getting ready to close for Overseed, like the rest
okay.
of the valley.
When are you going to close?
So our last day is going to be Labor Day, September 5th, and okay. we are going to be closing all the way up until that October 17th date. Getting ready for Overseed and getting the golf course prepped for the season.
And getting the flamingos in the pond.
We hope to experiment with that during that closure time, see how they take to it. Our number one concern with the birds is we want to make sure they're safe.
Sure.
There's no, you know, we are an open property. Nature and wild animals do run out there, and we want to make sure
of
that
course.
Our animals are safe if we bring them
now,
out.
Now, at Lindy's home, they live outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Are their wings clipped on her property? I would think so.
I don't have a great answer for that, but I believe they are.
They'd have to be, because that's not enclosed.
Or they just got such a good life while
yeah,
leaving.
Yeah, hello.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. Oh, there's so much to look forward to. Okay, this is wonderful. Joe joins us monthly, Joey Pals. What's the website, dear?
GolfShadowMountain.com.
Golf Shadow Mountain, spelled out.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, and also all of our social media handles are
yes.
golfshadowmountain.com, as well as Let's Flamingo Greens for specifically the putting course.
Let's, L-E-T-S, Flamingo Greens.
Yep.
.com.
That is the Instagram handle. We don't have a
Instagram.
Website for
okay.
it. Yep.
Phone number. Do you know it?
760-346-8242. I have practiced that since
you
my last
have.
Visit.
Thank you. Oh, what fun.
Such
this
a fun
is,
time.
This is going to be, you'll be able, we'll talk about this more next time, but during the downtime, we'll teach you about the lessons you can take. And
absolutely. We've got yes. events coming up. We've just formed a putting group. We're going to be part of the golf cart parade over
sure
in Palm Desert
are.
Over there on October 30th. So there's a ton of things to go into detail next time I see you.
While you're receding, we'll get your day timers out. We'll put all this up on joeyenglish.com.
I love it.
Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you in a month. It'll go quickly.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, the Joey English Desert Datebook. Here we go. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And you've got to go to the website right now and check out those 3 separate, what would you call them, tours, I guess. They're all $19.95, including air. One's to Western Europe, one's to the Mediterranean, and the one I'm going to go on to is Abu Dhabi and Qatar and Dubai. And they're all $19.95, including air. ACT-tours.com. Dana Haynes, she's in the mothership. AstrologyWorldNews.com. We'll be under the sign of Leo until August 22nd. To get your own astrological forecast, up to the second minute, hour, day, week, month, and beyond, go to her website, astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you that there is now legislation in place. Restrictions say no sprinkling during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Just Fabulous, that darling website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids, pets, books, gifts, candles, and more. And retro pool floats. Lalo Visions. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Remember, it's a great gift idea. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tram. Want you to know they'll be closed for annual maintenance from September 12th through October 9th. But for the rest of August, they're allowing first responders up for nothing and a discount on their accompanying family members. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn, says choose from these things. Live music in the VIP lounge, no cover, two-drink minimum, or Soulful Sundays with Keisha D, or Saturday Summer Sing-Alongs, or Wednesday Life is a Cabaret with Less, or Jazz on the Second Floor, or the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, or the Movies in the Park at the Palm Springs Downtown Park. Look up all those things and take your pick. PSCulturalCenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, Lee Rice and Dan from Eisenhower, Nona from the Chamber, and Steve Henke, Mr. Community. Until then, you be well and all the best.